present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sowell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Once again, we find ourselves within the Georgian splendor of the assembly rooms in Bath, where for several centuries, on certain special evenings, the most admired burghers of the city were to be found. Today, of course, there's a McDonald's. The assembly rooms now houses a fascinating museum of costume, where items of clothing once considered the height of fashion can be seen adorning an array of almost lifelike dummies. Let me introduce you to four of them. On my left, Barry Crowe and Graham Garden. And on my right, Willie Rushton and Paul Merton. I'm making sure the team's points go up where they should. Please welcome our scorer, the delightful Samantha. Incidentally, Samantha has wasted no time in visiting many of the charming local shops, and after an enjoyable route amongst the antiques, she's brought back a lovely tall boy. Our first round is entitled Old Radio Times. Idly flicking through some old magazines of late, I came across an edition of the Radio Times for the week beginning November the 12th, 1666. As the dentist was ready to see me, I was sadly unable to... read it, so perhaps, teams, you might suggest some titles of TV and radio programs that might have been listed inside. And Willie, will you start, please?
Plague School.
Followed by London's Burning. Match of the Day.
Call My Rough.
They're showing the movie 37,000 Funerals and No Weddings.
Watch out, Cromwell's about.
Which is the sequel to Are You Being Severed?
New series of Harry Enfield's Diary. Hello, peeps.
Another saga of the Great Fire, East Embers.
The Plymouth Rock and Roll Years. Reference to the Pilgrim Fathers. It doesn't really make any funny explaining it.
But it adds historical interest.
It does, indeed. A little sideline.
And on Newsnight, Zeal of the Land Paxman will be asking Sir Christopher Wren why he made the new Dome of St. Paul's in the shape of a monstrous carbuncle.
And the new drama series with Nell Gwynn, Oranges Aren't the Only Fruit.
The Word with Terry Christian and John Bunyan.
Okay. Well, we've got off to a cracking start. Now for a challenging round called Pick Up Song. As its name suggests, the game combines the lyricism of the song with the tonality of a pickup truck. In this round, teams, Samantha will play some popular duets on my gramophone, to which I'd like you to sing along. At a random point, the music will drop out, and if on its return you're within a midge's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do points mean? Let me remind you that we're in Bath. And you don't have to turn off the M4 at exit 18. This week's prize is a work of unique craftsmanship. It's this attractive leather-bound cow. Okay, Barry and Graham, you're to go first, and I'd like you to accompany René and Renato singing Save Your Love.
I can't wait to hold and kiss you. Don't you know how much I miss you? Darling, sing for me a lover's song.
Who is this woman?
Salve l'amore, cara, salve l'amore.
Sì, amore.
Le note di vedette della luna, le stelle della sole.
Not too much sauce.
I long to see you, the reddest rose I always bring you. Salva l'amore per Roma e per me. La 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 la.
Well, if you thought that was good, wait till you hear Paul and Willie. Accompanying Ann Ziegler and Webster Booth singing If You Were the Only Girl in the World.
If you were the only girl in the world, and I were the only...
I can't match you, but I'm hearing it.
Nothing else would matter in the world today. We could go on loving in the same old way.
Just me for two, with nothing to bother joy. I would say such wonderful things to you.
There would be such wonderful things to do if you were the only girl in the world and I were the only boy.
Oh, hurry up, just sit down, people.
More like Anastasia and General Booth.
And now for a game called Word for Word, and these are the rules. One team member starts by uttering a word drawn from a selection limited only by his imagination. It's a bit stiff, that rule. His teammate should then say a word completely unconnected with the one before. Or even his teammates. His teammate should then...
Drink up, sir. Go home now. Come on. We've all had a lot of fun, sir. Just come on now.
His teammate should then say a word completely unconnected to the one before. The opposing team may challenge if they notice a connection, and I'm going to ask you to start, please, Barry.
Thermal. Crisp. Flange. Fridge. Thorn. Lettuce.
Challenge there, please.
Thorn make fridges.
I don't know about that challenge, Paul.
No.
Do you mind if I overrule it?
Well, I don't mind. This lady down the front very upset.
It's just that tonight we've only got one buzzer, and it means somebody's got to get up and cart it from one. Well, thank you, Paul. That's very kind of you. Okay, Paul, then...
For those of you listening in stereo, it's over here now.
Okay, let's get on. Right, Paul, will you start another round, please?
Octopus.
Prong.
Car.
Plunger.
Sink.
Zombie.
Challenge from Graham Darden.
A sink zombie.
Yeah. It's a film.
It's a sink, film.
Yeah, yeah. Sink zombies from hell, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We better have the buzzer back then, hadn't we? You may be sitting out there wondering where your license fee goes.
Okay, Barry, start up.
Thorax. Lamb.
Challenge there from
me. Famous actress of the 18th century, Thorax Lamb.
Oh.
Had an affair with Byron. Oh. Many in the night he propped his bicycle on her bedstead.
Paul, buzzer.
All right, sorry.
Okay, Willie, take it up again.
Birthmark.
Definitely.
Challenge from Graham Garden.
Well, there's a hyphen between those two words.
I didn't say hyphen, though.
No.
It was implicit. Birth and
it's
mark.
It's the German admiral, isn't it?
Yes.
Birthmark.
It was after
the sinking of the birthmark.
Birthmark.
Double feature.
Yeah. With sinking the zombie.
Yeah. They knew how to make films in them days.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
They just didn't bother.
Don't you love it when you're in control? Okay, hurry along, Graham.
Hurry. Scurry. Slurry. Flurry.
Hey! Do you mind, Colin? You've actually wrecked that game by giving...
But this, I was buzzing there anyway. This is a Surrey with the fridge on top, isn't it?
Well...
Made by Thorn.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to solve this current problem by awarding maximum points to all four of you. Three. Our next round is a new game called Greetings Cards. I'm sure you'll agree that to be sent a greetings card is one of life's constant pleasures. Indeed, I have one here which was sent in specially to the program. It reads, "To, I'm sorry I haven't a clue. Get better soon. Yours sincerely, John Burt." How thoughtful. Anyway, teams, in the light of the many greetings cards on the market, I'd like you please to suggest a selection of cards for previously overlooked occasions, together with the relevant message or rhyme. And Paul, will you start, please?
Yes, this is a greeting card which hasn't yet been printed. It's a very overlooked topic, I think. It's to the greatest living English jazz band leader from a grateful nation. And there's a little rhyme inside, I think it's quite nice. I won't write too much silly bump. I'd hate to embarrass dear old Hump. There is no player of his ilk. He's the best at the bilk.
This is rather a nice one. Good luck with the breakout from all at Group 4.
Willie.
Here's a card to make you cheerful and to wish you all the best, though your wife has been unfaithful and your home has been repossessed.
Graham?
One to send somebody on being convicted of vandalism. The judge called you a hooligan. Your conduct couldn't be cruder. We all look forward to getting your postcard from Bermuda.
Paul?
Congratulations on your plastic surgery. When I said put a brave face in it, I didn't mean somebody else's.
Lovely picture of a doggy. Spitting image of your rover. He'd be with you on your birthday if he hadn't been run over.
Right, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. This week's postbag is bursting with a letter from our regular correspondent, Mrs. Trellis of North Wales, who tells us she's keen to play Fantasy League Mornington Crescent. However, I have to tell you, Mrs. Trellis, that your choice of team may be a little overambitious. We can't actually recall Bruce Willis registering. Tom Cruise is already taken. And I'm given to understand that Richard Gere is far too busy with his animal charities. As for your fourth fantasy choice, you're in luck. Graham Garden is currently available for a transfer fee of £50. I know it doesn't seem much, but we can't afford to pay you any more than that, I'm afraid. Anyway, in honour of our second visit to Bath in as many weeks, we'll be playing Mornington Royal Crescent. Just to refresh your memories, teams, spanning at Pulteney Bridge will count double, but don't forget what that does to consecutive crescents. Otherwise, trumps are conventional, so watch out for that one-way trap around Gay Street and Queen Square. Right, Paul, you haven't played the game for a while. Perhaps you'd like to start us off, please.
Bristol Road.
Brock Street. London Road. George Street. Okay, yeah.
Churchill Bridge.
River Street.
Oh. Tottenham Court Road.
He can, yes.
Oh, no. Yes, he can do that. It's not easy, but he can.
It's not meant to be easy, huh?
Socky Hall Street. Good. Nice.
Dublin High Street.
Prince's Street.
Fifth Avenue.
No, he's upping it.
No, he's upping it. He is upping it.
Oh. That's in Hammersmith.
It could diagonal down. Royal Crescent.
Where?
Royal Crescent.
Where? On your head, be it.
No.
Go on.
Good move.
Give it a go.
Good move. Trust me.
All right.
Royal Crescent.
I don't think you can do that. Hold it a minute. I don't think you can do that. How many? I mean, you can move a little way out of the area, but I mean, that's going a bit far.
First crescent after the initial.
Now, there's a diversion.
But it doesn't.
We're playing the game, but Pulteney Bridge is closed.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, we got that. Yes.
Pulteney Bridge.
But he had Pulteney Fifth Bridge Avenue in there as well, you see.
What?
When Fifth Avenue came in, that you go on the second option.
Yeah, but that's the first.
Well, that was the first crescent,
which clears it.
Yeah.
First crescent clears it, surely.
Clears the option.
Well, not with a bridge.
Hasn't got a bridge.
That's why you can't clear it.
Oh, come on.
Now, steady on. Keep calm.
Bad.
Well, if people aren't going to play it properly, I mean, there's no point, you know.
I agree.
There's no need for it to get ugly.
Well, okay.
We'll allow Graham's move.
Oh, so you should, quite frankly.
All right.
So it's to you, Paul.
Old Kent Road.
New Bond Street.
Elm Street.
Mornington Crescent.
Right.
Yeah!
Those of you listening at home who aren't familiar with the game, you'll notice, let me tell you anyway, how Graham achieved that lightning win there. Simply by creating a diversion earlier on, and he distracted everybody and therefore was able to slip in while they were still thinking about something else.
Could you be more specific?
Our next round is entitled Limericks. Now, it's a common misconception that the limerick originated in the Emerald Isle. It was, of course, invented in Ireland. Teams, I shall furnish you each with a fecund first line, which I'd like you to complete in limerick form, taking one line each. And we're going to start with you, Barry. In my car with the great Murray Walker.
He suddenly let loose a corker.
It was the first of a batch.
In the pits at Brown's Hatch. He did the same thing in Mallorca.
Okay, Willie, I've got one for you. A strange fact about Tony Gubba.
Strange fact about Tony Gubba. It is fondness for eating whale blubber.
He starts off quite slow.
And then lets one go.
And folks say, do I smell burned rubber?
Graham, when the studio guest Jimmy Hill...
We're into a theme now. When the studio guest Jimmy Hill... The aroma can make you feel ill.
While stroking his chin...
He just can't keep it in.
The scores, Arsenal, Chelsea, nil.
Oh,
finally for you, here's your first line, Paul. Whenever I see Trevor Brooking...
He lets fly when nobody's looking.
You've lowered the tone. It's very discreet.
It starts a dispute.
You can tell he likes Indian cooking.
Well, our next round is a game called The Singer and the Song. In this round, the teams will be singing songs of my choosing as if they were performers not usually noted for their musical skills. Where's the challenge in that, I hear you cry? Well, they'll be accompanied at the piano by Colin Sell. You may be interested to know that Colin's latest acoustic album has just received some reviews in the press. Almost without exception, they thoroughly recommend listening to Colin Sell Unplugged. And I couldn't agree more. Willie, I'd like you please to sing I'll Take the High Road in the style of Jimmy Knapp. Barry, you're going to do Let's Call the Whole Thing Off in the style of Lloyd Grossman.
Lloyd Grossman. You say either, and I say either. You say norther, and I say neither. Neither, either, norther, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, delicious tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But now, if we call the whole thing off, then we must pour. And now, if we have a pour, then that might break my pour. So I do like pajamas, and I like pajamas. I'll wear pajamas and give up rumors. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off pour. Let's call the whole thing pour.
Okay, Graham, your song is Happy Days Are Here Again, and I'd like you to sing that in the style of Nigel Mansell.
Okay.
are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let's sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again. All together shout it now. There's no one who can doubt it now. So let's tell the world about it now. Happy days are here again.
Paul, your song is Lou Reed's A Walk on the Wild Side, which I'd like you to sing in the style of Alec Guinness.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhike away across the USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, then he was a she, said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. Kindly come from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, and even when she was giving head, she said, hey, babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go, do, 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 do.
Well, that's almost all we've got time for, although I think there's just time enough for a quick round of Entomologist Film Club. So, teams, I'd like you please to come up with some titles of films likely to be popular with an audience of insect collectors.
Charlie's Ant.
Kind Hearts and Hornets.
Entomologists often use cooking fat as a lure, you know. Their favourite film is, as you know, Lard of the Flies.
Sunset Bow Weevil.
Crocodile Dung Beetle.
From Russia with Slugs.
The Wicked Lady Bird, starring Thorax Heard. A Moth in the Country.
Antennae and Cleopatra.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
A midge too far.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, one glance at my diver's watch tells me that he's probably drowned. And also that we've run out of time. Join us again next week. Until then, from the teams, Samantha and myself, and all the good people of Bath, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Willie Rushton and Paul Merton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sowell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.